last summer, Ketchikan Indian community began a phytoplankton and shellfish monitoring program as part of the Southeast Alaska Tribal Toxins Program. KIC tests samples and informs the public if dangerous levels of the toxin that causes paralytic shellfish poisoning are found in local clams and mussels. KRBD's Maria Dudzak has this report.
Nicole Forbes is the environmental specialist at KIC in charge of collecting samples. She says it's important for people to understand what paralytic shellfish poisoning is and how it is transmitted.
Basically, there's tiny little microscopic plants in the ocean, and they're called phytoplankton. And most of them are not harmful. In fact, they produce 50% of our oxygen. But there's a few harmful species, and one of those is Alexandrium, and it produces something called saxitoxin. And when the shellfish filter feed, it gets collected in the shellfish, and when people eat it, that's what causes paralytic shellfish poisoning.
PSP toxins cannot be cooked or cleaned out of shellfish, and freezing does not destroy the toxin. Consumption of the toxin can cause paralysis and death. Commercial shellfish is tested and considered safe. The Tribal Toxins Program targets recreational beaches.
We're trying to figure out where most people harvest so that we can get those results, because the thing is, you have to get results for each beach, because you could go 2 or 3 miles down and it's going to be completely different down there.
Forbes says there are 3 steps to the collection process, which starts with weekly phytoplankton samples.
Which involves me going out there with a phytoplankton net and wading in the water and grabbing a sample, and I bring that back to our local lab.
Forbes says suspect samples are sent to the Sitka Tribe of Alaska's lab in Sitka. She says the turnaround time for testing is fairly quick.
I send it out on Tuesday, gets there Wednesday, I get results Thursday or Friday.
She says the 3rd step of the process is filtration, which involves taking a water sample, filtering it, and then sending the filter to the lab, where phytoplankton species and quantities are identified, along with concentration of toxins. Tony Gallegos, the Cultural and Natural Resources Director for KIC, says Alexandrium may be present, but not necessarily producing toxins.
Scientific literature hasn't really come to, a clear conclusion on how you know whether they're going to produce the toxins or not. What triggers that? That's still unclear. So really, we can see the algae, but we need to actually do an analysis of that algae to see if they actually have toxins in them.
Forbes says phytoplankton aren't as active in the winter because it's cold and dark, but she says no time of the year is safe to harvest without testing. She says they found high levels of toxins in butter clams at Whipple Creek this winter.
Actually, butter clams hold on to the toxins longer, and then during the winter, the shellfish slow down their filter feeding, so they can actually hold on to those toxins for the whole winter.
Forbes says she collects samples every 2 weeks, weather permitting, and if samples test positive, they are retested weekly. Results for all Southeast beaches being tested are posted in the data section of the Southeast Alaska Tribal Association research website, www.ctor.org. Information is also sent to local media. In Ketchikan, I'm Maria Dudzak.